The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Dr. H. Fruot, filling in again as a guest host. My pleasure to do so. Thank you for tuning in and listening in. Golly, what a, you know, it's exactly 1 week away to November 5th, the voting day, right? I mean, come on. Let's be real, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about truth. And I for one, am fed up to my 6 foot, 7 inch tall head. I'm fed up with the manipulation of the mainstream media on keeping the truth from the people. I mean, you can't blame people with half a brain for thinking that a certain woman who claims to be black, but is not, is East Indian, okay, who flat out makes up stories and has 4 years of the most absolutely failed vice presidency, I think, the history of all vice presidents. And yet, she doesn't even have to be given a vote. There's no process in the Democratic National Convention, the DNC, to even get her to be in the running for president of the United States, POTUS. I mean, come on. What's wrong with this picture? About everything. You subvert everything about the will of the people, the vote. It's all about a vote, ladies and gentlemen. And so I'm calling this the great selection of 2024. That's me. I'm just saying, where's the election? Kamala was selected. She was not elected. She doesn't really have a valid stake, in my opinion, to run as president. Oh, well, she filled in by default because Biden was incapable of doing so. Then, okay, why didn't you take Biden out of the presidency? If he's so incompetent to run a campaign and fell flat on his face in the first, call it whatever you want, debate, debacle is actually a better word. Oh, we got to do something. So we'll just have him step out and we don't have to bring any potential candidates, whether it's Gavin Newsom or whoever. We'll just make it, the machine will move forward and Kamala will be the standard bearer. Kamala who? I mean, the same woman that was silenced and put behind the scenes by Barack Obama because she's an embarrassment? Yeah, same VP. She was just a token running mate, folks. That's really all she was. It was all Biden and the Barack Obama machine working behind the scenes. And that's the reality. Now, what do we know about this woman? Now, say, well, you know, you can speculate about her history, about being the border czar and all these illegal immigrants flooding America and the voting, Democratic voting rolls. But that's okay. You can't really talk about somebody you don't know. Well, there is a celebrity judge, very popular in, you know, his rulings on TV. Judge Joe Brown knows the situation, ladies and gentlemen. Saw this thing from the very beginning. Saw the machinations of this woman, Kamala, when she was chief executive officer of the court system, the judiciary, in the great state of California. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, Judge Joe Brown just, I mean, this guy has got to be on the hot seat, man. Just to blow the whistle, to dislodge the tea kettle in the way he's doing has got to be very dangerous for the man. You just got to know it has to be. Yet he has the integrity and the ability to exercise, his First Amendment rights. Folks, you know, in case you don't know the Constitution, let me give you a little bit of a primer. We have the First Amendment enshrined. And if you don't know what that is, I feel sorry for you, but it's very likely that people listening to the show may not even understand what is the First Amendment. Well, folks, it's the right to redress your grievances. If you have problems, you have the right to speak them. You have the right to tell your truth. Now, there's a debate on this. You don't have the right, they say, to come in and shout fire in a crowded auditorium and cause a stampede where people can get hurt. You don't have that right to cause panic unjustly. Of course you don't. That's responsible. But if there is a fire, you better shout it loud and clear and get the auditorium cleared, or people will die like crispy critters in a fry pan, okay? You have a right to alert the people to danger. In fact, it's not only a right, you have a responsibility, moral and spiritual obligation to warn people. And so that's what I'm doing. I appreciate the opportunity to exercise my First Amendment rights to tell people my truth as I see it and as I've researched and I've vetted. Now, this is going to get a big dose of truth here this morning, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you'll appreciate it in the spirit it's given. So let's jump on in. There's a short clip by Judge Joe Brown. I want to play it. In fact, I might just want to play it twice because it's so important to get I'm going to pick it apart and vet it for you, give you my insight into what he's saying here and why it's critically important a week from the official voting date, the polls. Okay, go ahead and let's play. This is being Judge Joe Brown. He's really spilling the tea on Kamala here. Go ahead.
The first person in California's history to run with no Republican opponent for U.S. Senator. One West Bank. George Soros was the major investor in One West Bank. This is when they were having that mortgage foreclosure fraud situation. I had three neighbors lost their properties behind this fraud. There were 5,200 plus counts of indictments. Soros and Mnuchin raised a lot of money for Kamala, for her to run for the office of Attorney General of the state of California. When she got elected, she used her authority to consolidate all of these indictment counts and dismiss them. 3 weeks later, George Soros sells One West Bank for $3.42 billion, and then they raised a lot of money to get her elected as U.S. Senator without Republican opposition.
Okay, that's a lot of information. Thank you, Judge Joe Brown, for that. He's not exaggerating, ladies and gentlemen. I first heard him come out with this, and this is, again, thank you, Candace Owens. Shout out to Candace Owens. I mean, come on. She's a legitimate African-American woman who I personally would vote for as president over Kamala Harris 100 times every day and 200 times on Sunday. She's articulate. She's smart. She's brilliant. And I don't care what color her skin is. She has it going on, and she is a voice of reason. And I just appreciate her so much. So she brings out another African-American who cares about the truth, Judge Joe Brown. Wow. She's doing a great, fantastic job. But here's what, I mean, listen, make a mental note of this, ladies and gentlemen. Not 5 indictments, not 15 indictments, not 50 criminal indictments for mortgage fraud where people lost their homes and property No. 5,200 indictments. Are you listening, ladies and gentlemen? Indictments. See, people lost their homes and property through mortgage fraud, banking fraud through a company, through an operation called One West Bank. One West Bank. Controlled and operated and owned by George Soros. Now, 5,200 indictments. Kamala Harris, as Attorney General in California, combined those indictments into one package, one fell swoop, and dismissed every single one of them. Folks, this woman is a week away from possibly becoming POTUS. And this is her history, this is her background. No, no. No, people, listen up. It's not about what she claims to be or her skin color or anything else. She is corrupt to the core. And this is the type of story that I'm sorry, the controlled and completely liberal, for the most part, 99% mainstream media want to keep hidden. Do your own digging. Don't just because you heard it on the Power Hour and from this host, Dr. A. Truat, don't believe it yourself. Do some digging. Check into the whole background of One West Bank. Check into the story. That's what I've done. With all due respect to Judge Joe Brown, just because you're a celebrity and you have legal background in the law and being a judge doesn't mean that you're really right. I'm going to check you out. And I have. I was shocked. Unbelievable. And I would dare say the vast majority of Californians don't know this story. Or if they do, I don't care. Because I'm a liberal and I don't care about the rule of law. It's okay. I just want to see my interests grow, and no matter what it takes, no matter who I steamroll, no matter how many 5,200 homes and businesses were shut down and lost through the conniption of One West Bank. And yes, Soros sold it for $3.42 billion. That's B, ladies and gentlemen, billion. Mm-hmm. And where does the money go when he sells it to? Oh, he goes for select candidates. You know, that's what it's all about, folks. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I listen to those sorry TV commercials painting a picture of Kamala Harris being, going to have tax cuts. Really? And they paint her opponent, Donald J. Trump, as being, you know, he's going to just nail everybody. The middle class is going to just take him to the cleaners and give his big cuts to Elon Musk and other billionaires. Uh-huh. You know, there was a governor of California who became president for two terms named Ronald Reagan. And he was mocked and laughed for something he saw trickle-down economy, okay? You give businesses and powerful interests at the top, who just drives America, businesses, corporations, yes, some of them are corrupt, many of them are. But the businessmen, you cut taxes, you cut their payments out, and guess what happens? It trickles down and everybody benefits. And he was mocked for that. Economists all over, liberal economists, oh, that's the worst. That's crazy. He's just giving all of his fat cat donors these bonuses. But folks, it worked. Americans had more money in their pockets after 8 years. Now I ask you the question, let's be frank. Let's use the same rhetoric that Ronald Reagan's political advisors used back in the day. And, you know, his famous clip against Mondo. I won't let the age of my adversary I won't bring it up. It's a, it was a classic quip where he just turned the tables on the age factor and did his, and that's what really sealed his election, in my opinion. Okay, so what do we do? What's the answer here, folks? Look at the facts of the matter. Are you better off today, 4 years later, after Trump, or worse off? Is there runaway inflation? Yes, absolutely. Why is that, do you think, folks? Did we, people, I think Americans seem to have a short memory. Did we get our tails handed to us in Afghanistan? Did we leave billions of dollars worth of priceless equipment and military hardware on the tarmac? Yes. Billions of U.S. dollar currency just left to the Taliban. Yeah. Do we have the trust of our Middle Eastern allies now? No, we don't. And more importantly, I ask the question, is the world as a whole safer after 4 years of really Kamala Harris and Joe Biden? Are we really better off? Or are we on the brink of World War III? I mean, literally. You've been watching the news. I mean, American troops, American boys and ladies are being put in harm's way, all for Israel now, to support our best ally and friend in the Middle East, Israel, against the archenemy, Satan, Iran. Folks, it's a powder keg ready to explode. And we all know it. We don't want to talk about it. We put it back on the back burner and say, we'll just hope and pray nothing happens. I don't want to look at it and think about it, folks. But there's a strategic alliance between the Republic of Iran and Moscow and Beijing. China, Russia, Iran. You attack Russia, you basically are attacking, I'm going to say, you attack Iran, you're basically attacking Russia, and vice versa. But that's okay. You know, the evil bear Russia is messing with Zelensky and all of his cronies, just happen to be Jewish cronies there in charge of Ukraine. And don't worry about this. It's all propaganda that they are just really Nazis in disguise. They are full-blown Nazis. Well, how can they be Nazis and Jewish at the same time? Big-time buzzer, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. There are all kinds of provable reports who were some of the top SS Nazi officers under Adolf Hitler. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Soros, are you listening? Jewish Gestapo. Yeah, folks, wake up. That's who Soros was and is. Just purely evil to the core. Oh, Dr. Ott, you're crazy to say, oh, my heavens. You know, how can you go against movies like Schindler's List? And so, oh, my goodness, are you a Holocaust denier? No, I'm not. Was there a Holocaust? You better believe there was, okay? But here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't only Jews that were in those concentration camps. No, no, no. Oh, my goodness. There was a lot of other people that were wiped out. Do you realize this is not talked about, but who was the Bolsheviks? See, who were the Bolsheviks who wiped out 20 million white Christians in Mother Russia? Nobody's talking about that during the 1920s. The Bolsheviks wiped out so many Christian communities. It wasn't even funny. They were Jewish, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, make no mistake, they were. Funded by New York City Zionist Jews. Now, My goodness, saying that, you're labeled a hateful, radical anti-Semite. Wow. It's just the truth, ladies and gentlemen. It's a factual history. You think not? There's many more. There's so much evidence of this. Alexander Solzhenitsyn's book, in the Gulag Archipelago, must-read book. I read that as a political science student at the university level, and later on I was able to interview him and the book. I mean, I did book reviews on this on a radio show. Amazing. Stunning because of the tremendous loss of life. 20 million. Now, last time I checked, if you had 6 million Jews in concentration camps that died during the Holocaust, well, so even if that were absolutely true, which, you know, there's evidence that maybe not quite 6 million were there. Who knows how many million? Even 1 million is a tragedy. But 6 million, let's assume that's right. Well, 6 times 3 is 18 million. And Solzhenitsyn verified 20-plus million white Christians killed by Jews, basically. Jewish purge. Oops. Can't say. Is it anti-Semitic to say that 3 times more white Christians were killed than were killed in the gulags, or the concentration camps, I should say, of Adolf Hitler? Folks, you might be asking, what does this have to do with Judge Joe Brown and 5,200 indictments and One West Bank? Because you look, and this is, I'm going to say this again very strongly, follow the money. Follow the money. And you might find some interesting things as to really why we don't really have an election anymore. We have a selection. And that's the way I see it, folks. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. I'll give you some more data. And we're going to go into something called the Currency Exchange Stabilization Fund of the Treasury. We're going to tell you all about the machinations of the banks. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Empower your day by tuning in to the Power Hour live from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time for dynamic discussions and electrifying energy. Got a burning question or a hot take? Call in at 888-429-5471 and be part of the conversation. Can't catch us live? No sweat. Replay the show anytime, anywhere by visiting thepowerhour.com. Want to stay ahead of the curve? Sign up for our daily newsletter and get exclusive show archives and guest info straight to your inbox. Prefer podcasts? We've got you covered on all major platforms and devices. So whether you're tuning in live or catching up on your commute, Power Hour is always within reach. Don't miss out. Join our community and make every hour a Power Hour, because your day deserves a boost.
Power your life with the best health, wellness, and readiness products from thepowermall.com. Each purchase you make doesn't just benefit you, it also supports independent news media. That's right. You're backing the good guys who bring you the truth. Feel good knowing that every dollar you spend helps small businesses grow. Imagine a community where your health is optimized and your mind is well informed. That's the future you're building with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. So, take the step today. Empower your wellness and support independent media. Shop smart. Shop independent. Shop thepowermall.com. Together, we make a difference.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
If your wellness routine needs a boost, you're in for a treat. Meet vitamin B17. Did you know that vitamin B17, also known as amygdalin, is a natural compound found in plant-based sources like bitter apricot seeds? It's time to explore how this powerful nutrient can support your overall well-being. Our vitamin B17 capsules and bitter apricot seeds are made with the highest quality standards, ensuring each product is pure, potent, and packed with benefits. Imagine starting your day with a boost of natural goodness. Vitamin B17 is known for its potential health benefits, from supporting your immune system to promoting general wellness. And for those who prefer a convenient option, our extra potent B17 500 milligrams capsules are here to help you on your journey to better health. Why choose Richardson Nutritional Center? Because we believe in providing you with the very best. Our products are meticulously processed to maintain their natural integrity and efficacy. Your health and satisfaction are our top priority. So what are you waiting for? Embark on a natural journey to wellness today. Head over to thepowermall.com or give us a call at 877-817-9829 to place your order. Discover the health benefits of vitamin B17 and take a step towards a healthier, happier you with Richardson Nutritional Center. Act now and feel the difference.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Change only happens when we the people become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. I'm your guest host, Dr. H. Fruwatt, filling in. I'm glad the Power Hour exists. It's been a standard. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure when the Power Hour began with Joyce Riley and company, but my golly, it's been since around the turn of the century, year 2001, I believe, right about September 11th, or just shortly after that. So it's an icon, needs to stick around and be a voice of reason. I appreciate that so many of the listeners under Joyce Riley were American veterans. A lot of veterans still listen, I'm sure, to the show. So thanks for having me and listening to my First Amendment rights to speak. And, you know, I was asked to tell you folks that, indeed, we are under attack. We, the patriot group of reason and, you know, what's worse than thought police under George Orwell's 1984, you know, making that information so hard to really come by, whether it's shutting down blogs, like my blog was shut down in 2019, completely taken off the air for no reason other than telling the truth. My radio show over the years has been constantly hacked, and I just was notified that, yeah, the Power Hour website was hacked just a few weeks ago. I was told to tell you that they're not fully back up, and so they're operating on kind of a shoestring, budget-wise, money-wise. You can still access the archives. It's bbsradio.com. bbsradio.com/thepowerhour. And since, again, the site has been down, it's kind of hard for you to donate, but they can go to buymeacoffee.com. Yes, buy me a coffee, B-U-Y, it's in purchase. buymeacoffee.com/thepowerhour. Go buy a coffee, ladies and gentlemen, support the Power Hour. I always welcome, again, to send any questions or comments on this show's content, how crazy Dr. Ott is by telling you this truth about the Bolshevik Solzhenitsyn studies, okay, reports. I mean, come on. Just by support@thepowerhour.com. Support@thepowerhour.com. Just say, hey, Tell us what you think. It's still important to understand that your voice matters, ladies and gentlemen. It is important. That's what a republic, and we are a republic. We pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which the flag stands. We don't pledge allegiance to no damn democracy. Our founding fathers said, no, democracies always devolve into something far worse. It always has, always will. But the republic of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. That's our shining light, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that. That's the very basic principles of the Constitution. So, as we said in the first half an hour, let me go back to that. Judge Joe Brown, really, 5,200 indictments? Now, folks, think about the work that goes into getting an indictment. Now, an indictment, I should just remind you, is not a guilty verdict. No, an indictment just says there is a lot of smoke and evidence, fire, that needs to be brought over to a trial. We need to prosecute these and let these dirty shysters, these banksters that have robbed people of their property, see, they must be brought to trial. That means a jury of their peers, ladies and gentlemen. That's what our founding fathers understood. We have the judiciary branch, which is the courts, the juries, and the right of every person to have a jury trial of their peers, to have their grievances redressed. Redress of grievances. That's what America was formed about. Oh my goodness. The courts of King George were rigged, you see. Oh my goodness, no. These colonists are going to pay for the cost of the French-American War. That's it. We're going to just tax them without representation. That's what caused the fire, folks. And that's what began this great republic. That's where it was birthed. So you see, judiciary is a foundational pillar. You've got to be able to redress grievances in a fair and equitable court of law. And if you don't, you have something called an oligarchy, a despot ruling. And that's what really Kamala Harris is all about, folks. Her parents, her whole history goes back to, yes, I'm going to say it, to Jewish slave traders, ladies and gentlemen. And just go check out Candace Owens's incredible research into this. She's fleshed it out, and Kamala has been exposed. She's not only not black, she's the granddaughter of slave traders, ladies and gentlemen. Slavers. Does that concern you? It should. Listen, Kamala, if you know, just tell the truth. How novel is that to be a politician and just to come out and tell the truth once in a while? You know, these commercials are just so funny. I don't see Kamala Harris putting on an apron and going into McDonald's and throwing out some Big Macs and Egg McMuffins or whatever. I see Donald Trump doing that. He's a billionaire, okay, but yet he condescends down to go flip some burgers and to give some people a break today. And the only reason why he did that is because Kamala lied and said she worked at McDonald's. Never did. Lies. It's a classic move, really, by Trump, in my opinion, to do that and say, hey, look, now I can say I've worked at McDonald's for 15 minutes. At least that's something. Mm-hmm. Don't see Kamala doing that, right? She just lies. And what's worse, gets away with it. The media just makes her out to be this this wonderful shining light on the hill. Couldn't be more wrong, folks. 5,200 criminal indictments packaged together by Kamala, according to the research by Judge Joe Brown, and she dismissed them all. One fell swoop, one swipe of her poison pen, and 5,200 criminal indictments go bye-bye. Go with the trash. Now, that's a problem, folks. You subvert the judiciary. You tell who's really paying your and making you pulling your apron strings, basically your puppet strings. That's Kamala Harris. It's obvious. Should be obvious. Okay. All right. What about One West Bank? What about that $3.42 billion Mr. Soros collected? Folks, follow the money. Said that at the top of the first hour. I'll say it again. Follow the money. I'm going to tell you something that you need to do your own homework on. There's not enough time in an hour to even tell you just the tip of the iceberg of this. My friend and fellow investigative journalist, Danny Consolero. You ever heard that name? Boy, I've been around a little bit. During the late 80s, I don't know how Danny Consolero heard some of my radio shows or that, but he contacted me. He says, I heard you talking about the Exchange Stabilization Fund, the ESF. And I'm digging into that. Because, you see, he was following just a simple little investigative journalist lead called the Promise Software. P-R-O-M-I-S software. Uh-huh. Well, guess where the trail led? He uncovered what's called the octopus. He called it the octopus because there's so many arms of this creature from the dark. And it was stunning to him. He says, holy mac, the more I dig, the deeper I dig, the more complex and scary it becomes. I'm uncovering organized crime. I'm following into the drug, shadowy world of drug. And yes, human trafficking, ladies and gentlemen. This is the rule of the octopus, right? And so Danny Consolero was looking at the origins of the Promise Software. See, it was hijacked from, this is so amazing, it's hard to believe, the Internal Revenue System, the IRS. You see, the Beast Computer there in Martinsburg, West Virginia, that's what is tracking people's finances through the Exchange Stabilization Fund. Promise Software was basically the software used to track people's finances. Mm-hmm. It's a fact. So Consolero made some contacts there with IRS potential whistleblowers that were willing to tell him. He went to Martinsburg, Virginia, and was there truly murdered in his motel room in the Sheraton. Now, if you haven't heard the story of Danny Consolero, well, golly, it was just this last spring on Netflix as a documentary, The Octopus Murders. Some young investigative journalists that are just like stumbling onto this story began to dig into the octopus and some of the personal notes that Consolero had put out. They wanted to find out more about who this man Danny was. Stunning, because it's not, boy, you're listening to a guy that was just as much involved in investigating this and giving leads to Danny Consolero as anybody. But I, you know, don't want to take credit for it. Because listen, it's such a big, big, big monstrosity. You pull away the layers, ladies and gentlemen, pull away the layers of the onion. And this creepy, crawly guy crawls out, George Soros. Yeah. And you see who he funds, the Kamala Harris's. Kamala he's pulling the puppet strings of this woman, as he did Barack Obama and the rest of the DNC. Folks, this is what's wrong with America. You see, 5,200 indictments for people losing their homes, as Judge Joe Brown said. He knew three neighbors that lost their homes. Oh, they go to the media and said, look what's happening. Media, blackout, silence, because we don't want this. This is not news. Folks, why haven't you heard of this until this radio show? 5,200 indictments brought together and summarily dismissed by the stroke of a pen by this phony baloney Kamala Harris, a puppet of Soros and others, folks. Yeah. Will I be surprised at all when the dust settles and by about 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time next Tuesday? Oh, we have the first Black American woman as President of the United States elect. Dun 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 dun. Oh, vomit time, folks. Now, I want to make it also very clear, folks, that, you know, Donald J. Trump has baggage, yes. I mean, there's, take a deep breath. You don't ascend to billionaire status, ladies and gentlemen, in New York and New Jersey without having the kosher nidra, the power brokers of the Jewish mafia in your back pocket. You just don't. You just go to the top. But here's the bottom line, folks. At least Donald J. Trump will protect some of the basic values of America. He's not a saint. He's not perfect. I'm the first one to say that. And is voting for a lesser of two evils still voting for evil? Yes, but man, you got to pick your battles. And it's sad that that's the choices we have, but that's what we have to deal with, okay? I am not a Donald Trump fan, but I'm surely not a Kamala Harris endorser either. I'm just saying, folks, we the people have got to understand so much that the media is hiding. And yes, the media says they hate Donald Trump. He's going to ruin democracy. That's rhetoric, folks. Of course, it's nonsense. One man and one presidency doesn't have the power to do that. The men behind the president is who you have to look at. And who's really controlling the strings there? So, yeah, pray for America. Pray for justice and the right to prevail. And that means an awakened population, folks. Yeah. And what do you do, you see? What do you do when your vote doesn't even matter anymore? What if it's just a selection? What if it's all rigged and manipulated? Like Donald Trump said in 2016, it's all rigged, folks. It's all, yeah, it's a scam. Yeah, he knows what he's talking about. He was saying the truth to us. So how did he prevail against the odds-on favorite, the witch, Hillary, right? How did he prevail? Well, just maybe there was some strings pulled in that regard, too. I'm just saying, we really don't know, because there's the minute we went to electronic computerized voting, I mean, come on, then it can be hacked. I've said this for decades. I'll keep saying it. The HBO documentary Hacking Democracy was just allowed to be shown once because you can't raise doubt about the process, right? Dominion voting machines and other voting machines, they're totally fine. They cannot be hacked. That's a lie, folks. They can and they have been. It goes back to Vladimir Lenin. His famous quote, he says, I don't really care who votes. That matters. It doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes. You control that process. You control the charade. And that's really kind of what it's become. What's wrong with taking a few, even a day or two, and tabulating actual ballots, valid ballots? What's wrong with that? We need to have it before 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We got to declare the statistical winner. We have to declare who's going to occupy the White House, and to hell with the rest of the facts of the matter. No, it doesn't matter. And if you want to protest this account, like on January 6th, we'll arrest your butts and hold you without, the worst possible conditions. Because you're a danger to democracy. Mm-hmm. Never mind. We should not be a democracy. We should be a republic of the people, by the people, for the people. And if you care enough to show up to Washington, D.C. in the cold of January 6th, to make your voices heard, that should be honored, not looked upon as being a coup d'etat. Folks, it's so backwards. So, it's voices like the Power Hour. It's voices of reason. Do I have all the answers? No, ladies and gentlemen. Do I want to see revolution? No. I would say, hell no. But we do it peacefully, and we keep fighting, make our voices heard correctly and loudly. See, that's what we have to do. Now, I assume, again, looking back in 1774 to 1776, the facts are only about 3% of the American colonists at the time were even thinking about secession and revolution. A very, very slim minority. But there were enough to say, hey, we've got to have a look to the future. Because if we have no rule of law, if we can't have our grievances redressed, then there's really no hope for our children and our grandchildren. We're going to live as paupers, as indentured servitude. We will have no freedom. Of course, the liberal side, the left-wingers want you to believe that freedom is out of date. It's out of style. You've got to give up your freedoms for some safety and security. We've got to have 15-minute cities where you can have such safety in these 15-minute cities. Well, we'll control everything. And if you don't follow what we say, and social scoring dips to a certain point, you're going to be not being able to have money to buy and sell and trade. Folks, that's where this is heading. That's the future of the Kamala Harris's and the left-wing George Soros-controlled plutocrats. That's what they are, because it's absolutely, they hate freedom. What is freedom? What is freedom, folks? The freedom to get on a one-hour Power Hour broadcast and tell the truth without fear of losing all of your financial power in the digital electronic currency world. Because that's what's coming, folks. You can't get on the radio and tell truth because it goes against the power behind the scenes, the oligarchs. Oh, wait, my card isn't working. My bank account is, my widgets aren't working. Why? Well, you were on the radio and you said things you shouldn't have said. You dared to say that 20 million white Christians were killed as opposed to 6 million Jews. And you dared to say that it was the Jews that killed these 20 million Christians. Yeah. You have no buying power. You're done. You're toast, Dr. Mm-hmm. Follow the money. You know, I still happen to read my King James Bible once in a while, ladies and gentlemen. I don't read it every single day, every minute of every day, but I know enough to be dangerous. The love of money, yes, the root of all evil, all evil. Money's not necessarily evil. It's a means of trade. It's a means of establishing fair and honest trade currency. Just like a gallon of gas is not evil. But if you mess up with that, if that gallon of gas is only half a gallon in California, and it's a gallon in Utah, you got a problem. You got to fix and standardize those weights and measures. Folks, our founding fathers knew this. The 1792 Coinage Act, it was passed and enshrined before the Constitution was actually ratified. It had to be the basic foundation. In other words, what is a dollar, ladies and gentlemen? It's not a paper Federal Reserve note. It's not. A piece of paper is not a dollar. 1792 Coinage Act is a silver dollar. X amount of grams of pure silver in forming a dollar, following the Spanish dollar, which was the king, really, of trade and commerce. Oh, and then you split that silver dollar into smaller round circulars called quarters. A quarter, four quarters equal $1, and it's silver still, see? And you divide that further into dimes. And then you have it set. Read the 1792 Coinage Act in depth, ladies and gentlemen. You know, our founding fathers said this is so basic to our republic, so very basic, that anybody that deboshes that currency and makes it less silver, even takes silver out of the equation, it is punishable by death. Capital crime, ladies and gentlemen. What do you suppose that is? Because if you take away the basic foundation of all economy, you have chaos, complete chaos, and you have total control over the masses. That's why it's a death sentence, ladies and gentlemen. Wake up, smell the roses, vote Trump. Don't vote Kamala. I mean, keep our freedoms intact. Be well, be safe. Thanks for listening. You have a great day. Remember, freedom isn't free. Be well.
There has never been a better time to buy gold and silver. To buy gold and silver direct, call our partners at Cornerstone Asset Metals. You can reach them at 888-747-3309 and make sure to tell them the Power Hour sent you.
In a world full of uncertainties, one thing you can control is your preparedness. Heaven's Harvest is here to help you protect your family when it matters most. Imagine having peace of mind with every meal, knowing it's non-GMO and made right here in the USA. From emergency survival food that lasts up to 25 years to heirloom seeds that ensure your garden thrives, we've got you covered. Why wait for a crisis when you can be ready now? With Heaven's Harvest, you're not just buying supplies, you're investing in your family's future. Secure your peace of mind with Heaven's Harvest. Stay prepared, stay safe. Your family deserves it. Visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 and take the first step towards ultimate preparedness today.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.